It is a star made of gold that lies below a blue ribbon of 13 stars. It symbolizes the greatest acts of heroism of the U.S. military. Around the neck of 25-year-old Staff Sergeant Salvatore Giunta, it represents something else.
I'm not wearing this for myself. I'm wearing this for all of the unsung heroes that are so brave and aren't able to return and aren't able to kiss their families and be welcomed back. I wear this for them, and those, I think, are the bravest. I wear this for the families that have sacrificed, who have lost a loved one, who have been left behind because of a deployment. I wear this for them. Those are the true brave people.
It is my privilege to present our nation's highest military decoration.
President Obama awarded the medal to Giunta in a White House ceremony in November. His act of bravery occurred October 25, 2007, while deployed with the 173rd Airborne Brigade Combat Team in the volatile Korngal Valley of Afghanistan. Taliban insurgents ambushed Giunta's squad. One of his comrades, Sergeant Joshua Brennan, was severely injured and separated from the group. Taliban forces started to carry Brennan away. That's when Giunta sprung into action.
Sal never broke stride. He leapt forward, he took aim, he killed one of the insurgents and wounded the other, who ran off.
Giunta recovered Brennan, but the injured man's wounds were severe. He died the next day.
Civilians see those acts, which are sometimes really extreme acts. They see it as courage. For soldiers, it's just what the job entails.
Author Sebastian Younger spent several months in 2007 producing the documentary Restrepo with U.S. troops in the Korngal Valley. The mission there ended in April when U.S. forces withdrew. During their time in one of the most dangerous places in Afghanistan, 40 U.S. soldiers were killed, including two of Giunta's closest friends.
Their understanding of what it means to be a soldier is that you do anything that's required to protect you, yourself and your brothers and complete the mission.
We've been in Afghanistan since 2001. We've been in Iraq since 2003. We are a military of professional soldiers, all who have volunteered. We didn't get drafted into this. These are people who knew what they were up against and still said they would go anyway.
Giunta's unit is currently ending its fourth deployment to Afghanistan since 2001. It may not be the last. Despite the U.S. withdrawal from the Korngal Valley, President Obama says his decision to increase the U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan is working. Speaking to reporters about a recent policy review of his strategy, Mr. Obama said the United States is committed to staying the course in Afghanistan.
We will never waver from our goal of disrupting, dismantling, and ultimately defeating Al-Qaeda. We will forge enduring partnerships with people who are committed to progress and to peace, and we will continue to do everything in our power to ensure the security and the safety of the American people.
3 years have passed since Giunta's heroic action to save his comrades. Time hasn't made it any easier for him to talk about what happened.
I don't want to tell anyone. I hope it's never easy for me to tell that story, because if it's easy, we're in a sad state of this world. If me telling one of the worst days of my life in Afghanistan in a near ambush, losing two great friends of mine and seeing a whole bunch of other wounded is easy for me to tell, then that's a bad day.
Like many other soldiers, Staff Sergeant Giunta is near the end of his enlistment in the U.S. Army. He has not decided yet whether to stay in or get out. Unlike other soldiers facing this decision, he is a member of an elite group of men. There are 87 living Medal of Honor recipients, but Giunta is the only living recipient from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I really like this guy.
Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.